Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 54, Pilgrimage. And interesting term, if you haven't heard that term before, the reason why I decided on it actually comes from the Bible. You know, there's scripture in Psalm 84, verse 5 that says, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage." And so having your heart set on pilgrimage, you know, a long journey. You know, I wanted to kind of dive deep into that subject and particularly, you know, chat with someone who's made quite the journey. You know, her name is Nicole. I first met Nicole here in Seattle when she became a Christian. And now Nicole's gone from Seattle to Australia and to Hong Kong. And so quite the journey. And so I thought it'd be cool to kind of talk to her about that and kind of her thoughts, not only on the scripture, but her thoughts on her own journey and her own walk with God. I think it's cool to reflect. I think it's cool to sit back and think of where God has brought you, where God has taken you and where he's, you know, taking you in the future. And so I thought it would be cool to get her perspective. I know for me, if you were to told me, you know, when I was 21, you know, being crazy that by the time I was 35, you know, that I have a family, you know, traveled up and down the United States, seen all the things that I've seen, you know, I wouldn't have believed you. I would have thought you were crazy. And so looking back at my journey, it's pretty cool to see not only what God has done in my life, but just to see the different parts that God has touched in my life. And it's pretty amazing. I think it's good for us to really sit down and think of all that we've gone through, all that we've done, and all that we've traveled, where God has brought us. And it's pretty cool. And I think if we do that more often, I think we'll have more gratitude, not only for life, but gratitude towards the people in our lives as well. And so please share in the comments, you know, what are some things that you're the most let me rephrase that. What are some things in your life, in your journey, that you cherish the most, that you cherish the most? What experiences do you value? What are some things that stick out to you when you think about your life? Please share. I want to hear those comments. I want to hear that insight. And in part two, we'll talk with Nicole about her own journey in these last couple years and get her thoughts and reactions and insights into her journey as well. So please stick around for part two, the pilgrimage, where we talk with Nicole. And as always, please follow the podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Gmail, and let us know what your thoughts. Peace. Hey, welcome back to D-Time, part two of season one, episode 54, Pilgrimage. And I have the honor of being able to sit down with a special friend of mine, Nicole Wong, to chat about this topic. Nicole, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Awesome. So before we dive in, I thought we could take a couple minutes just for you to introduce yourself and with those that may be listening.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, my name is Nicole. I grew up in Hong Kong, and I left Hong Kong at 17 to go to college in Seattle, which was really cool. I got to meet some incredible women who studied the Bible with me there, became a Christian there, and shortly after, I think 10 months later, I got to move to Sydney to train in the ministry under Joe and Carrie, which has been such an incredible privilege. And after, I think, another 10 months in Sydney, I moved to Hong Kong just 4 months ago, which was really awesome. But while in Sydney, I got to learn a lot. I got to start dating there, meet some incredible people who would later on become really, really great friends of mine, and still are, and it's helped me a lot. So, yeah, that's just me.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, so the title of the episode was Pilgrimage, and like you just mentioned, you know, you've had quite the travels the last few years. So I was wondering if you could take a minute, you know, from, you know, Hong Kong, where you're from, and Sydney, where you've been. What's been, what stood out to you about both of those locations?
I think the diversity, for sure. I think even in Sydney, you know, it's a super diverse place. There are, within the church alone, 24 different nations. And the same can be said for Hong Kong as well. It's a really diverse city. You meet people from all over, to be honest. Like, I have so many friends from the U.S., from Indonesia, from the Philippines, from India, Nepal, all of these incredible places. So I think that definitely stood out to me the most, just the diversity.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, in the, in your travels again too, what's something that, that you've learned, you know, since you, you know, traveled to both of those places that you may have, that you would have, that you wish you would have known kind of before you left?
I think something I wish I would have known before I left, Seattle, what's different for each time, but something that I really wish I learned, in Seattle, it's just how to enjoy my relationship with God. I think that was definitely a time in my life where I had the most time, you know, being a student, being young. And I think I definitely did take for granted just how valuable my quiet times with God, or spending time with God in the morning, actually is. So I think something that I wish I learned was how to have great quiet times with God daily, and how to really just prioritize that over everything else.
Awesome. Awesome. So in part one, I talked about, you know, the verse in Psalm 84, verse 5, you know, it says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. So when you read that scripture, think about the scripture, what comes to mind?
I just love the word pilgrimage. Like, every time that word is used, like, I think of someone in history who's gone to this great expedition, you know, across the world or something like that. But I think what comes to mind from it is just how, when we set our hearts on serving God to the best that we can do, whether that's going on a mission trip or going on to join a mission team and serving in another country, I think of just how much of a privilege that really is, you know, being able to meet incredible people of God, like, from all over the world, and being able to really just serve. And I think, yeah, that's just what comes to mind when I just read the scripture.
That's awesome. So, you know, what advice would you give to someone who wants to serve in another country and wants to kind of, you know, travel in that sense? What advice would you share with them?
I think the biggest advice would be to count the cost fully of the place that you want to go to. And I'll elaborate on that. I think serving in another country, or being part of a mission team to another country to preach the word, it's not a temporary thing, you know, and I think something that I really learned is if my heart is not set on being there long term and potentially being there for the rest of my life, like, I wouldn't fully be able to give my heart to the people there, because there is some kind of a back door behind me, if that makes sense. So yeah. I think the biggest advice would just be counting the full cost, you know, like, thinking of it as not, oh, I'm going to be in this place for a year or two and then I'm going to return back to my comfort or back home. But seeing it as like, well, I could be here forever, and I'm going to give as though I'm going to be here forever.
Wow, that's awesome. So I always like to ask everyone that I've been, you know, sitting down with the same question. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with this topic, but it has to do with advice. So what would you say the best piece of advice, or, you know, maybe it's the recent important or poignant piece of advice that you shared?
Yeah. I think the biggest advice that I've ever gotten, I think in my whole walk with God, would just be the ministry is not my relationship with God, and I can't make my relationship with God all about how the ministry is going, how people are doing, and whatnot. And I think that advice came from Jenna Loheed, who was also in the Pacific Northwest a while ago. Mm-hmm. And another big advice that connected to that is just remembering that God is my forever and nothing else really is. And that has helped me a lot in my walk with God, and especially being in the ministry in Hong Kong, which has been quite challenging, but really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, thanks for sharing. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for sharing your insight and your heart about this topic. For those listening that, you know, have any thoughts or questions about, you know, serving in another country or any questions or advice, feel free to, you know, send a comment, follow the podcast on D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Nicole, thank you so much. You're in my prayers as you're out there in Hong Kong, and I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.